Welcome to Art for All, sponsored by Sketchbook School. As a thank you for joining us, I'd like to give you a free ebook and our monthly newsletter full of tips, recommendations, and other cool stuff. Just head over to sketchbookschool.com to claim your freebies and to learn more about our classes and workshops and our membership program. We believe that art is for everyone, and I hope our podcast inspires you to create and explore your own artistic journey. Thanks for listening. On with the show. Welcome to Art for All, the Sketchbook School podcast. I'm your host, Danny Gregory, and I'm the author of a dozen or so books on art and creativity. And I'm a sketchbook artist. And today, I'd like to tell you about a mysterious epiphany that I had and what it showed me about my body and my art. It was a real milestone in my life, and I hope it can help to give you a fresh perspective on yours, too. It was the end of a yoga class, and I lay on the floor in corpse pose. And suddenly, this rich, deep voice in my head spoke to me out of the candlelit darkness. It spoke slowly and distinctly, and it said, "Your body is the dog of your mind." Huh? I thought about this cryptic phrase for the rest of the day. I even Googled it. Nothing. But then slowly, I came to an answer. My dog Twiglet is a puppy. She's a teenager. And I take her to the vet regularly. I walk her every morning. I watch her when she's playing in the yard to make sure that she doesn't eat anything that could harm her. She likes to chew on sticks and rocks and the occasional beetle. I drive an extra mile or two to get the specific healthy food that she likes, even if it costs a little extra. And in return, she'll curl at my feet. She'll bark when the doorbell rings. She'll nestle against me when I watch TV. She'll lick my hands and she'll gaze at me from across the room. She is my loyal pal, and we look after each other as well as we can. But my body, that was another story. I ignored it as much as I could. I ate bowls of ice cream late at night, and I told myself that my walk from the subway to the office qualified as an exercise regime. Instead of attending to my body, I led a life of the mind, working late, deep inside my skull, occasionally buying bigger pants. My body was a scary thing, no doubt hiding awful secrets that it would eventually unleash and kill me. I'd wake up in the middle of the night with hypochondriacal worries, which I would grind on in the dark rather than going to the doctor. My body was to be denied, feared, beaten back, and pushed down. But my body is the dog of my mind. The voice was telling me that just as I love my dog, who's loyal and loves me back, my body wanted nothing more than to serve me too, and for as long as possible, if only I would let it. Instead, I treated my body like a cur, neglected and malnourished, chained to a tree in the yard. I had to start looking after the dog of my mind, at least as well as I looked after the pug curled up at my feet. So I began to watch what I eat and to exercise regularly. I lost 30 pounds. I went for a physical, and the doctor discovered early prostate cancer. And I had surgery, and it seems like he caught it in time. So I feel stronger and leaner and better than I have in ages. The dog of my mind wags his tail and bounds around in glee. But I still had a problem. Years ago, I discovered the idea of the artist's date in Julia Cameron's classic book, The Artist's Way. She encouraged us to plan a time each week to focus on our inner child. Go to an art supply store, a museum, a walk in a rose garden, smell the crayons, gaze at the Monet, read some Keats, listen to an entire symphony with your eyes closed and your earbuds in. Nourish your soul, and it will feed you back. I often find myself lost at my computer, realizing that my knees are cramped, my back is stiff, my butt is asleep, my eyes are fogged. My mind is happy to keep grinding away at the project, but its dog needs to stretch and walk around. And now I'm careful to pay attention and to heed its needs. But what of my artist's soul, that scrawny child in my head? He needs exercise too. He needs to be fed and loved, to be shown picture books and paintings and lovely vistas. He needs to be smiled at. He needs gentle love and support. He needs to have his drawing encouraged, his ideas nurtured. My mind can be a bully, though I know that's not his instinct. But the other bits of me need to be cared for too. A life out of balance is not worth living. So I remind myself, walk your dog. Feed your child. Cherish your life. Be complete. Thanks for joining me today. I'll create something new for you again next week. Till then, I'm Danny Gregory, and this is Art for All. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and leave us a review. And remember, visit sketchbookschool.com and claim your free ebook and your monthly newsletter. Our community is always growing, and we'd love for you to be a part of it. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on Art for All.